to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
That's not good.
Yeah. Fucking hate those guys.
With a walk.
Hey, is that your Mandela impersonation?
Jeez, I hate those guys. They're so annoying.
They're funny though.
They're funny.
They got some nice puns sometimes.
Exactly. Like, I love them.
And I see Mzwakhe Mbuli's son is doing it also. What's his name?
Robert Boy.
Yeah,
Robert
he does Boy. It now also.
Is Robert Boy Mzwakhe Mbuli's son?
Yeah, it's Mzwakhe Mbuli's son. You didn't
you
know?
You kidding?
Yeah, it's Mzwakhe Mbuli's son.
Robert
son.
Boy.
Son. Huh? Son.
No wonder the
That's why he hopped onto that train.
Shit, I got him on WhatsApp.
It's Mzwakhe's son, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, when he WhatsApps me now, I'm gonna treat him differently. How are you, my king?
King.
Oh, I didn't know that, but he kills it, bro. He murders that thing.
Is it?
Yeah, the thing.
It's puns, essentially, right?
Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, jokes. Are they nice?
No. We need, can we
it's
have
like
that?
They're corny jokes, but they just land because of the
Yes, yeah.
Can we have a sound effect when Saul drops a pun? We go
Yeah.
Nah.
Landed, yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it from there.
Okay.
Oh, from you.
Okay, do one that we're going to use as a sound effect.
No.
A pun?
Yeah, a proper one.
A proper one?
No, a proper air.
Oh, I thought a pun. Oh, okay. I was ready to drop.
Yeah, drop a pun too.
Okay, drop a pun.
A pun?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. I did it a Swati girl once, right? And she used to fart, you know. She used to fart like so much. And I asked her one time, why the fuck do you fart so much in bed? And she said, I'm going to try an insult. I was like, yeah, mina ngum fart. I love my sweaty girls though still. I love my fatty. My fatty.
I think we can close the show.
Yeah, we're done. We can back up.
We're done. Oh. We're going home.
You've literally killed Robot's boy career, right? Then.
Yeah, like, fuck yeah. Fuck that, man.
Goodness gracious me.
Oh, what a start.
End of our Welcome to it. Podcast and chill. We are back. Saul is here.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, Ghost yeah. Ladies, yeah.
We're here, guys.
And in case you're wondering why we're not dropping a celeb episode, it's because yesterday, guess what, Ghost Lady?
What
happened? First time ever, we had a soccer player on the show.
Ooh.
First time ever.
And soccer I couldn't have chosen player. A better soccer player, right?
Legendary.
And how was
Legendary.
It?
Legendary.
Are you gonna say who was it?
No, if we say they're gonna say where's the episode?
Okay.
Yeah, say yeah.
Junior Kanye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but we need a lot of subtitles, obviously, because you know we allow people to be who they are and Kasi Dal Vanek. So yeah. We need subtitles.
So yeah, that's why we can't drop it today because the boys have to do subtitles.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
We loved, we enjoyed Davidson. We went literally to
his house.
Ubo. Yeah, Agubo, which is a house he built.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
Yeah, man, so beautiful. Like as soon as we landed, Davidson, because I never been. So soon as literally we step out the car, some guy runs to me with 3 rands in his hand. Like, he comes like, hey, I'm like. That's what he says. My mom, I'm like, huh? I'm like, do I know your mom, dog? Am I your dad? What is this? I'm expecting Nimrod to come around and say, "Tata, it's your son." Hey, David John Kusan, how are you doing? What did he say?
Where was I? I didn't hear that.
Blackmailed me, straight up emotional blackmail.
Yeah.
When we were getting the booze.
Yeah.
Literally, as soon as we get out the car. Hey, now I'm spinning. Hello, Davidson. Come on, my feet. Hey, it's what I'm. Hi, Davidson. First thing.
So what must you do? Mama, what must you do?
Give him some cash. I just dug in my pocket, gave him some coins that I had. Yeah, man.
So Mama would heal him, man.
I'm sure it will still going on today about to Mama Kagagal. It's a job.
Do I look like a mama feeder? What am I? You know, but I was like, no problem, man. It's all good. Here you go. We'll be great in this show.
I don't even want to start the show. All the shit I got is whack now. After that.
Yes, baby. No, we must go back for content. Let's make go content. Hey,
yeah. fuck. What do I want to talk about? Okay, let me see. All right, let me. And action. Do another one. Then let's start. Yeah. Let's start the show.
Let's start the show.
Yeah, bring the car. Bring the car. Hey. It's too much fire, dog.
Hey, let's start again.
Umama good lil.
You know what, Umama? Don't catch us by surprise, bro.
Episode 271, take 2,
Roll
1, audio rolling, camera 1 rolling, camera 2 rolling, camera 3 rolling,
action. All right, here we go. So you know what I realized the other day?
Yeah.
I don't have my matric certificate.
Me too.
For real?
Me too, I don't know where it is.
I don't know where it is.
You didn't get yours?
I got mine.
I just
don't know where it is, I lost it, I misplaced it.
No, I didn't get mine.
I've never needed it.
It's still at the school.
Ah! Yo! What, you weren't expecting one, eh? You were surprised when they said, "You passed." Like, which one? This one.
And so you thought it was going to be a joke. You didn't want to go, like, "Ah, these ones are lying."
No, just like Saul, I've never needed it. So
yeah,
I've never
it's
had
true.
The reason to go to school. Yeah.
Literally never needed it.
But you've got yours, ne?
Oh, I did. Well, I just had to tell them I got my trick for why I carried me. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But I did get mine, but it's misplaced somewhere.
Yeah.
And you goes, lady?
Also, I don't know where it is, but yeah.
You're going to find it?
I'll find it.
I want us to bring it on Saturday so we can see who got what.
Okay, I've got my statement of results. I've got it on my emails.
Yes, because that's what I think I was doing. I was like, I need to go check my emails.
Yeah, the statement of results I've got. Okay. It's in my emails. Mm. Yeah.
Whose money you got on, eh? So, I mean, like it's all. Yeah, who's the smartest one here in the room?
I'll take Ghost Lady.
Ghost Lady.
Oh,
she was in Calabash during the trick.
Hey, go on. She was Miss Kalau. She was Miss Kalau.
No, guys.
You got your money on Ghost Lady?
Yeah,
okay, cool. So we'll bring our matric certificates. Okay.
No problem. I'll bring my statement of results.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys something, man.
Yeah.
When did you realize she was not the one? When you were dating someone and you realized, this one. Red flag.
When she was farting in bed.
When
did you realize so?
Ooh, yes. When we were arguing, I was driving. We were on the freeway. I remember very well the N3 about to pass Spreadview. Leondale is on our left. And she went for the steering wheel.
What?
To veer us off the road.
You kidding?
On a fucking freeway.
That's psychotic.
I was like, Umbali, what's the spread view? Is not the one. And she's big. She's big on Insta and Twitter. She's a makeup artist, but I won't say names.
Yeah.
I was like, not the
one. What were you guys arguing about?
Something petty. Some bullshit. It was not like I cheated. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Nothing even serious.
Yeah.
That's when I realized. Not the one.
And there were no cars, nothing happened.
Nothing. Fortunately, I think I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then I literally parked on the yellow line. Yellow lane or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
How's that? I'm sure of Umbal. That's the problem.
I'm sure the Anja and I flew by hysteria. I'm sure the Anja. I flew by hysteria.
You ghost lady. When did you realize JR wasn't the one?
Hi, hi.
Wow, you went there.
You went there.
Okay, give a bit of context. Give them context. No, we can't just leave the chillers hanging like that. Come on. We can't.
So Ghost context. Lady told us before we started recording that she kissed JR.
In high school.
In Thank high you. School, yeah.
Yes.
So when did you realize he wasn't the one?
Because he was a sight. Oh, you know, he was dating his friend.
You are making the circle bigger.
No.
Very bigger. It's like three is not a crowd with
it
you.
It was just a kiss.
It's like big enough, the circle.
It was for just all the four kiss. Of
you. For real?
Yeah.
You were dating his friend?
Yeah.
So you kissed him in what context? Like, was it a party? Was it a dare? What was it?
It was actually at the friend's place. Outside.
So you went to the friend's place?
No, my boyfriend's. We're all like as friends, yes.
Sure? How did it happen? Did he come to you or like you approached him?
It was just so stupid. Way back.
Wow. Hey, I'm a level co slave.
That's the high school chronicle.
Was he a good kisser though?
I can't even remember. It was just a kiss.
Wow. You kissed JR.
Like, look at you getting excited over something so old.
But anyway, yeah, what happened to you when you realized this guy's not the one?
I think there was this other boyfriend who I went to. Okay, I was still in tertiary.
Yeah.
I was in tertiary and he was working, like, I think his second year, like, already working. And so they had a Christmas party. Yeah. He invited me to his Christmas party.
Yeah.
He got so drunk. I didn't have a driver's license then, but I had to drive home. This is from, I think, somewhere in, like, I think from the south.
And he knew you don't have a driver's license.
Yes, but he was just so
irresponsible.
Drunk. Irresponsible. Yeah. For his friends to even say, nah, driver, it was just like, imagine, this is me on the highway.
Back then.
No, but remember, we left, like, we used his car to go to the Christmas party. So I think at that moment I was like, this is not.
Oh, that's so petty, ghost lady.
No, but it was just like, he was reckless. He was just too, I didn't like that.
And you got home?
I did.
And then you went to JR's house?
No. But you know what I did?
Yeah.
I parked, and I left him in the car and went inside his house, slept, and yeah.
Wow.
Came, fetched him in the morning.
That's a bit petty.
When I said,
man,
I want to go home.
I remember there was a girl we were dating, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we started arguing. I can't remember. You know those stupid arguments?
Yeah.
It got so heated. And then at the end of the argument, because she was pregnant at the time, she was like...
With your first child.
Yeah. She was like, I'm going to have an abortion, take a picture and send it to you.
A picture of what?
Of the abortion.
The dead fetus.
Yes. Of the fetus. Oh, no.
I was like,
That is mean.
I'm like, what?
That is mean.
Like, how do you even think of that?
Ooh.
What the hell?
Bro, kid you not, bro.
She'll take and send you the evidence.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Defeated. Defeatus. Which one is this one?
Bro, like, I literally took myself out of that argument, that conversation, and I was like, how the hell do you think of such?
Your guys
even the vuvuzela is like, what the fuck? I'm out of here. On the floor. Rolling on the floor. It's crazy, bro.
Hey,
that is
you're
crazy.
Dealing with a nutcase.
Bro.
Sure.
I'm going to
your guys
kill your
were
baby,
really,
our baby,
really toxic
and send you a picture. That's...
Wow, how do you girls get like that, bro? Like, how do you even think of stuff
not
like that?
All of them, bro.
Not all of
I
them.
I think there's...
You see, I'm one of them. Ooh. You see how, like you guys said, my story is petty, you know? So clearly it's petty because y'all have gone through the most, you know? So, guys, I didn't get there.
Why do you think she'd say that, though? Is she trying to...
What
it's
happened?
It's obviously
what
being
you
spiteful.
Argue or something stupid, man.
Ah, it wasn't stupid, MacGyver. It wasn't stupid.
It was, man. It's one of those
hectic
things, you know, like, you know when you say... Let's say someone wants to go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
And you take their phone. You know people can't go
to
the bathroom.
Were you not denying the baby?
Huh?
Were you not denying the baby? It must have been deep, like...
Nah, not even. I kid you not.
Mm-mm.
You know, like someone wants to go to the bathroom with the phone,
mm-hmm.
and you take the phone,
mm-hmm.
and then they're like, "Give me the phone." You're like, "Ah, no," you know, that
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
stuff.
So, yeah.
And then eventually, like, hey,
yeah,
it blows up. It was one of those stupid fights, man.
How old is the kid now?
No. She had a miscarriage.
Oh. Miscarriage. How was the pic she sent you? How was the pic?
When she was 6 months in, we went to the doctor. They said, "Oh no, you lost the baby." You know, obviously.
You see now. You see, it's like that whole thing in movies, right?
Yeah.
Where someone dies, and then earlier on, somebody was angry at them and said, "I will kill you," right? Because now, if I will have like second thoughts. Like, was it really a miscarriage after she threatened to abort the kid?
No, but you're about six months. 6 months into the pregnancy, you said. Yeah.
No, but there's a stomach. Then there's like a human being.
Exactly. It's no longer just a.
Ooh, that's sad. Then
that's
man.
Sad.
Damn. You're probably gonna name the kid Nat, because your mom is a nutcase. Nutty character.
Yeah, no, that was crazy, man. I've never experienced such.
Wow.
Yeah, bro, I don't want to experience that. I can't. Like, I'm very sensitive, believe it or not.
Mm.
If you say that to me, yo, bro, like, it changes everything.
Exactly. Like, from that day, I never saw the same.
Yeah,
like,
who says who that?
How do you even think of that?
I'm going to put this kid and send you a picture of the lifeless little fetus.
Yeah. Imagine.
No, guys, that's a toxic relationship, guys.
Hey, that's beyond toxic, man. That's just a bad person, evil person, like evil-hearted person. You don't threaten people with their kids, man, no matter what.
And I think it's the same for me. I'm very sensitive as well. That's why I just like a very clean relationship.
Me too.
Like, I don't like... Oh, I can't stand it.
That's why I found the whole Zola being dead, the hoax. I found that very distasteful.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's I don't know.
That
man.
Was
go
like,
do that, man.
Like, I mean, like, what the fuck? Come on.
Like, you have to, someone literally needs to sit down and start the thing and
the
say,
thing, yeah.
rest in peace. Like, what kind of person are you to do that? How sick are you, man, too?
Guys. Do we know who started it?
I don't know. I'm not even interested, man.
Mm.
Like, who sits and decides, I'm going to say, when they know there's no facts backing up, there's nothing, out of nowhere, you just point the finger and be like, Zola or Saul or whoever, I'm killing this person. That's evil. That's wicked. That's
I think people like that should be banned from Twitter. You know, like how they ban people from stadiums?
Yeah, that never works, bro. I mean, you can always have... as I said here, I've got like 3 Twitter accounts.
What are you, bro?
My main one. Huh?
Why do you have 3 Twitter accounts?
I've got one that I used before the podcast when I was unknown again, right? That's my real, like, okay, my current one is my real one that people know, but I've got that one. But because of the likes, I liked a lot of bullshit. I don't want them to fat show me. Be like, ooh, he likes a lot of porn when they go to get me.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's too much admin to go back. And so I just created a new one.
Yeah.
Like when I joined the podcast. Yeah. Then I've got another one that's just filthy, like with all, like when, yeah, that's just, yeah.
Which one's the third one? I don't get the third one. Because it sounds like the first and the third one's the same.
Yeah.
The third one is to see like tweets of those, you know, like just, it's that
check
one is
out
like,
Twitter porn.
Look, listen, bro.
listen carefully.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen. The first one was a normal Twitter account, right? Where I tweet normal things like I do right now. But the likes are very corrupted.
Okay.
Do you get me?
We've got that one.
We've got that one.
Out.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Then the other one is just a filthy one. The one for filth. Where I follow filth. where I'm myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why can't you be yourself on the normal one?
Yeah, on your normal one.
Oh! I can't, dog.
Why?
Like, why?
Which one am I following?
You're following the real one. Top and Duga. And everyone who followed me on my old one, I've deleted. So I've got 0 followers, but I'm following like 3,000 people on that one.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's pointless to ban people on Twitter because there's burner accounts.
How many do you have, Ghost Lady?
I only have just one, my own Twitter account.
Yeah, I only have one. Yeah. Can't do this one for filth.
Yeah. Twitter. There's different Twitters, bro.
Yeah. There's like, which Twitter is
filthy
this?
Filthy Twitter. There's normal Twitter. You know? Like, Twitter, normal Twitter.
Isn't that your web browser that's supposed to be filthy?
Yeah. But hey, man, I've got three accounts and you're following the one that matters. You're also following the one that matters. That's it.
So. Anyway, I saw Pretty Ugly made a promo of you.
Hey.
Of us.
Hey. I didn't say anything there. I just said, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's your voice. Yes. Pretty Ugly dropped this album, Soil.
Yeah.
It's called Soil on the 27th, which was yesterday. Mm. Well, 2 days ago. And yeah, man, he used us as a promo. I think it was a great touch because, like, dude can rap. And I remember when he was trending. It was that whole thing when he was trending.
Yeah, I remember.
And
we called
people
him,
were
yeah.
like, he can't rap. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was that moment where I said, no one has ever listened to a Pretty Ugly a body of work or even just a song and decided, this guy, he can't rap.
But we listened to the album now before we started shooting. We didn't find that track with the snippet.
Yeah, I thought it was an intro to a track or an intro to an album.
It was just a promo.
Clearly, it was just a promo on Insta, on social media.
Yeah, on social media.
But there was a track there where he's dissing everybody.
Yo, yeah. That's why I called the album Soil, because he's soiled on rappers. Ooh. Soiled on Casper, soiled on Aries, soiled on the J. Cole one.
Shane Ego.
Shane Ego. Everyone. He dissed people.
Mm.
But that's hip hop also. And
is that still a trend though? Like diss tracks.
It's
like,
hip hop. It'll always be hip hop.
But they don't land like they used to.
No, they do. They do.
They do.
Pele, without dissing the whole industry, we don't know who Big Tosa is.
Okay.
Which is true. Which that's is a true. Fact. You're literally stating a fact.
Yeah.
You know, so it's they still land. I think it's just rappers are like sissies these days. They don't respond. They don't say anything. Mm. I remember Kendrick Lamar, I mean, on that, I don't do dope, man. I sell it. What's this, the song? Remember Kendrick Lamar when he dissed everyone? That song of Big Sean.
You can talk,
Big Sean.
You can talk.
Jay Electronica, you've got permission to talk, by the way. Right? Today you can talk. Yeah, like, no one responded. He shat on everyone and no one responded. And so I think that's the problem with hip-hop. A lot of guys are guarding their brands and or maybe they just can't do it. They can't step up.
That's why, you know, I actually hit up Focalistic.
Oh, yeah?
I dropped him in WhatsApp. He blue-ticked me. But I dropped him on WhatsApp. I was like, yo, bro, man. Like, because I could tell, like, this guy's taking this thing personal. You know the banter we've been having?
It's banter, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Killers I could tell he's like taking it personal.
Because I saw a tweet that now he no longer does interviews, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What did the tweet say?
Sorry.
Yeah, basically that he's like, he no longer does interviews because...
Do you have the tweet?
I sent it in the group.
You sent it in the group?
Yeah, check the group out. Because he sent the tweet, yeah. That he no longer does interviews
because
people don't want interviews, want to joke around or whatever.
And who joked around? It's only us, right?
So no, I think after the Mengele thing, it always comes up in his interviews, I suspect.
Oh, he says, I've stopped doing interviews because everything gets taken out of context and people enjoy making jokes more than making sense these days.
Yeah.
You should have just said Saul enjoys making jokes.
This is for Saul.
This is for Saul. It's not
Sengenap.
Hey.
If you want to hear what I think, wait for Skubu Say Excellent 2.
Skubu.
LOL.
Excellent.
Oh, someone asked him. What did someone ask him?
Release the interview with Mac G.
Oh.
And then he said, lol, not even, bro. I actually didn't like interviews even last year. That's when he did our interview.
Yeah. No?
I gave Mac G and saw the benefit of the doubt, and it didn't work out. Still watch the podcast, though, and it's not for a it's just not for a Focalistic interview.
Oh, he's a chiller.
Yeah, he's a chiller, basically.
Hey, shout out, Focal.
Wait, what? Still watch the podcast, though? It's just not for a Focalistic interview. What does it mean by that?
That was weird. I didn't get that.
I think what he's trying to say is that the podcast is just not for the Focalistic interview. The podcast must not, can never have or shouldn't have a Focalistic interview.
Okay, that's fine.
But do you know what happened with that thing? Like, I don't know.
The interview was fine.
Yes.
A bit dull, yes. You know, mind, like... yeah, weird with the, you know, him breaking down the lines mm-hmm. and all. But it was a normal interview. Mm. You know what I mean?
It wasn't amazing.
It wasn't mm. amazing.
And
though, like,
here's why I think it wasn't amazing.
Yeah.
Because it was his team.
It was his team,
who
yeah.
Who said, yo, you got to be on this podcast because
yes.
it's the hottest podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
So he doesn't know the
he
podcast.
He didn't know.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't know his music. He's not our target market.
Mm. Yes.
So we don't know his music. So there was a disconnect.
Yeah. Mm.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Right? Now, the thing where for us, where it became like, ah, what the fuck? You're taking us for Popeyes. Mm-hmm. Is when now, when we're trending for that thing,
and then they're like, they distance don't put up the interview.
We don't want to be associated
it's
with
like,
you,
what
guys.
The hell?
You guys.
Like,
you
should have
folks?
Told us that, you know, we wasted so much time.
We came, dude, we drove all the way to his place out in the middle of nowhere in Pretoria.
We got to pay production. What mesh need to eat? Exactly. My market needs to eat, you know?
That's mash. You're like, fuck. You know what I mean?
Oh,
named after food. Mash. How's my mouth?
You understand? So there's a whole thing of like, but it was nothing personal, man. Like, I love Focalistic.
We
bro.
Love Focalistic, man. Focalistic is out in Dubai. He's out all over the world pushing, you know what I mean, South African culture, sound,
yeah.
My piano. We love Foca and we want him to do well. So it's not, it was not, like, if we hated him, then wouldn't have taken our time and effort and
yes.
gone to his house to interview him.
But you talked about...
We would have said, call YFM.
But you're saying there was a disconnect.
Yeah, but that interview was a yonaki yona.
Why?
Victoria Maradona. Ah, Mara. It was a yawn fest, though. You're right. You know what I mean? So when he said, hey, I don't want to be associated with you guys, whatever, we're pissed because we did do the work, even though the interview may have not landed.
But
just like Jazzy Q.
Oh,
worst.
Jazzy Q.
Uh-huh.
We wanted to interview him. We went to where he said we're going to interview
That club
him.
Of his. What is it called?
Junk
trash. Park.
Junk Park.
Junk Trash.
No, Junk is trash. Junk. Like, I don't, Junk Park.
Trash Park.
We went there, right?
So Set excited. Up. So excited.
Put up all these lights.
We love Jazzy Q.
We love him. Put up all these lights, all these mics. We were there, ready to rock and roll. And then he's not arriving.
And we're flying out to Cape Town.
Mm. And then you called him. And
he said he can't do the interview.
Why?
We're like,
Seven's where to?
Now, Seven's the other dog.
Zekati.
What? Dude. Zekati.
How?
And then he's like,
fucking hell, man.
He's like, he can't do the interview. His management advised against
it. So why couldn't you have told us
all
that
this
before?
Time?
We're like, dude, but okay, we understand. But we're here now. We did the work. Yesterday, you were fine.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, but my management says you guys are getting canceled. So we can't be associated with you guys. We can't be on your platform at this time.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Ish.
You see what I mean? What we deal with.
Yeah.
But okay. When you
Chilla uh-huh. sent me a live that Focalistic did, and he said we made him doubt his lyrics.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, okay, cool. This is a bit too far now. So I hit him up. I'm like, yo, dude, it's all love. Nothing personal.
Nothing,
it's just
man.
Banter.
Yeah.
Keep rocking, dog. You know what I mean?
Focalistic is a
kid. We're not in the business of killing people's
killing careers.
You know
they
what I mean?
Try to do that with us. Why would we do it to other people?
Yeah.
Right? It's just banter. We didn't think because we see Focalistic as a very confident.
Yo, he's gone, eh?
Yeah, he's a very talented, confident young kid.
He's gone.
So if we break Mengele, whatever, wouldn't think that would make him doubt himself or
no
doubt
way.
His career.
So he watches, he's a chiller.
He's a chiller.
He's
Focalistic,
a chiller.
We love you. We're rooting for you. Next time you're out in Tanzania, call us up. We'll come do a podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we love you, bro. Keep flying the SA flag high. I think you're the perfect guy to get this attention and this success because you are purely South African, you know?
Yeah, you're stretching it now, so.
He's pure, like, Okay. Yes, nice to see Foka.
No, nice he did an interview with us, so...
No!
Foka must go. Are we playing One Must Go?
Foka must go. I thought Foka...
Look
Foka's
at you,
got
you started a own game by yourself.
Cool.
Unprovoked.
I love Nasty, but like, Foka is memorable.
Yeah.
To anyone around the world who listens to him,
yeah,
they'll know that there's that guy, man. He said like mental, dismantle. Oh.
When Snoop Dogg met Nasty, he's like, we want that mingling guy. We want him.
No, yeah, that mingling. Let's go to song. Mingle. That vandalism guy, man. Where he says, vandalism, vendor. Car at the end. Oh, my vendor, barata, my volume car. Oh, that's Foka, yeah. That guy, you know?
We see you, Nasty, but we want that guy.
Yeah. We want that guy. Yeah, and I think Foka's that guy.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Anyway, what do you think about Zixpantwini wanting to be Minister of Arts and Culture?
I'm Shaila's hanger.
Yeah.
I think he'd do a great, sterling job.
Mm. He knows. Was that a pun? Clap your hands. Shaila's handler.
Hey, Chasey. Hey, you can see it. Which one is this one? Which one?
And then they say, I don't pick up puns.
Yeah, you create them, dog. You're a pantula, man. Which one is this one? Clap. Yeah, man, Zix, I think... If also is frustrated because everybody feels like Natim Tetwe is useless as an art and culture
minister.
All
aren't
it does,
they all, bro.
Generally, yeah, but obviously we are in the arts, you know, the culture, whatever. And yeah, man, he feels like he's not doing his job. Artists are suffering, and there's nothing being said, nothing being done by the ministry. Well, we know. People got monies, you know, and whatnot. But the bulk of the artists went through the most during lockdowns. And he feels like over and above, I think it just took the lockdown to show that, you know, the department is not doing anything for artists.
Yeah.
And he feels like he can contribute. And I feel like Zakes is educated.
Exactly. That's where I want. Yeah.
He's educated.
He's got the education.
He is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be perfect.
He's lived the life. He'd be perfect. We had him on this show. And
one of the greatest episodes.
He makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he's not starving.
Yeah.
You know, Zakes is a businessman. He's rich. He's got his own money.
Exactly.
He's an exec in the game. He'd be perfect. He just wants to serve.
But that's what we thought about Cyril, dog. He's not starving, but look what he's doing.
Is it him or is it people under him?
It's the people under him.
Do you think Cyril literally looted money?
Nah.
Like, Cyril's got money, bro.
Yeah.
Is it him? Did he loot? Or it's people under him? And, bro, as a president, how many ministers do you have in your cabinet? Those are all departments. There's thousands of people under those departments. You literally can't control everyone.
Yeah.
There's people within him, within the ANC, who are not for Cyril. Because of the factions within the ANC.
Mm.
Do you get me? So you really can't control that house. So I think Zakes is perfect, man. He'd be such a perfect fit. But sadly, we're not in that country where...
Where
like a Trump can ascend to the presidency.
Mm.
Where, you know what I mean? Like a personality outside of politics can enter politics and thrive.
Oh, this we is, are,
we
bro.
We can.
Who do people love right now?
Who people love? Who was in
Trevor
the entertainment
Noah,
industry
Trevor
or
in
who
America.
Was just a doctor or just a pure businessman? Cyril went back to politics.
Give me a name. Trevor Noah is in America, so he doesn't qualify. But there is, man.
No, who would do it? Who's done it? I'm saying, who has done it?
Vusi Tembakwai.
Vusi Tembakwai.
Nah, he needs to speak more Vernac. No.
And Vusi can't speak.
Yeah, he can.
He can speak Vernac.
Yeah, but I said more.
Yeah. Okay.
But right now, he.
Basi is almost in almost. That is no twang.
See my subtitles on it.
Oh.
Manji politics, I hambi na my subtitles.
Yes, yeah, true.
I want to call our boy, Loisa McDonald, man.
Oh, Loisa McDonald!
Yeah.
The guy who makes a meal of everything.
Does he?
He's McDonald's. Oh. That's what they do.
Oh, shit.
I missed that one.
And I expect you to get it. I mean, you're a Big Mac.
Hey.
A tiny Mac.
What up, McDonald?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good and you, man.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Sol is here. Ghost Lady's here. You've never met the Ghost Lady, no?
No, I never did. Never did.
Yeah, man. Listen, everybody wants to find out, are you going to be on Scandal, bro?
Scandal? No.
Lies. You kidding?
This one?
No, I'm serious. I'm not on Scandal, Doug. There's no way I was going to go from one long form show to another. That's not me.
But what made you leave? Because last time we did the interview, you looked so happy, man, at The River. What show were you doing? The River, no?
The River? Fuck you.
The Queen.
The Queen, the same thing.
They both begin with the.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why did you leave there, bro?
It was time, dog. Like, honestly, from my side, there was no negativity. There was no bad feelings. It was literally just me going, you know what? As an actor, I'm ready to move on to push myself a little bit more. 5 years on one show is a long time, man. You know, and I think for me, it was just about look, being honest with myself and going, look, Loic, it's time. It's time to move on.
Yeah. You just had to, ne?
Moving on to greener pasture.
Yeah, it was time. It was time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, we get you, man. When it's time, it's time.
I mean... What the fuck?
Sorry, Louisa.
What the hell?
We're having an off day in studio today, bro. It's too hot in here, man.
Yeah, that's not my problem, dog.
We love you long time. All the best, my dog, eh?
I know, it's all good, homie.
I love you long time, bro.
Chop.
Which one is this one, guys?
What is it?
What is he saying? I got lost in.
Yeah.
Basically, what he said is that he's going to be. He's not going to Scandal, no, and he's just moving on to greener pastures. He was not going to leave one soapy to another. I think that's what he's not really into.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. So we should have called you then. One time. All right. I think the show must end. It's a mess today.
How many minutes are we in now?
Anything else you want to say, so?
Hey, man. I think I must just get in the ring already. What happened to Casper and... Because they're touring right now.
Yeah.
Casper and Prince KB. Mm. They must get into... weren't they supposed to fight or something? Because now they're touring. You know, tours. Prince KB tweeted, and I know he was like sub-tweeting Casper.
Yes.
Because Casper, he's been rolling out his shoe, right?
Mm.
With drip.
Mm.
The what's it called? The Root of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been giving it to celebrities. We saw
him. That's smart. Root shoes. Oh.
Yes, Root. Smart. Hey. You're coming nice.
Hey, Tilly, I see you.
So, Prince KB is like, why is he giving it to celebrities when he makes his money from the ordinary people? Why isn't he just sampling? Yes, you can't sample everyone. That's not practical. You're a businessman. But... random fans, and which I think would be dope.
Yeah.
Like if you just went to a random fan and you're like, where do you stay? Give me your address. I'm coming to give you a pair of my shoes.
Yeah.
As opposed to giving it to Rich Mnisi, who makes a jacket that's worth 10,000. You know what I mean?
No, but it's
probably
for reach.
Won't even wear the shoes that
no,
much.
But it's for reach. Rich Mnisi has millions of followers.
Mm.
So they will get to see it, but that one person won't.
Okay, but is Rich Mnisi going to wear... like? Is Rich Mnisi going to keep it in a special part of his closet and say, that's the shoe I got from Casper the other day?
No, he's going to snap about it. And then more people, it's like free advertising.
Exactly. It's like giving it something to influencers.
Okay, fair enough. And also, hey, we're not going to question Casper's, you know, acumen. He's a business person, he's proved himself.
No, he's so, not. Tilly is.
Tilly?
Yeah, his manager. Tilly?
His manager.
Oh. Yeah.
No, he's just a face.
Tilly.
Tilly, yeah.
Yeah, but Casper takes all the credit. I mean,
yeah, he's the face.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what Prince KB was saying. And then Casper was like, Womarete, sign the contract. Let's fight. You talking about, I've got a hit song. I've got a shoe coming out. I'm a shoemaker. All you do is F1 racing online. You're a shoemaker. So, generally. And they're touring now. That's it.
Nah, sounds planned. I think they're boys.
You think they?
Yeah, it sounds planned.
Actually, it does, man. Because it doesn't make sense, this whole boxing thing. And then it just disappeared in thin air.
Because they're busy training, even. Eh?
Yeah, look.
Well, sign and train. That's what normally happens. You've got, you sign, you set a date, and you train.
Both of them love trending. So if you put one and two together, it only makes sense. Because I don't think you'd say that if you really meant it.
It does, actually. Actually, it does. It's PR.
It's PR.
Doug. Next.
Get it.
What's next? What must I solve? Global warming? What's next?
Yeah, global warming. Tell us more. What's happening to the glaciers? In the North Pole.
What's happening in Antarctica?
What's happening to the glaciers in Antarctica?
Yes.
They're melting.
Yes.
Due to global warming. Our winters are cold
now.
The
polar bears are struggling right now. What should happen?
Tell us more, El Gore. Nah, man, honestly, I can't wait though for the Junior Kanye interview.
Yeah.
And you know who we approached? Who was supposed to be the first footballer? Bongani Zungu.
Oh.
So I got a number from someone who Bongani Zungu is sort of trying to pursue or whatever. And
trying to pursue?
Pursue, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I sent him a beautiful message, you know, because that person said, talk to Bongani Zungu. He loves being celebrated. And I figured, well, he's worth celebrating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Things,
I mean, yeah, he's done big things for South African football. Currently the biggest export, you know, and we sent him a
message. More than Percy Tau. Percy Tau's in the EPL.
In the EPL. True.
Brighton.
But if Brighton played Rangers today, Rangers would beat Brighton. And Rangers won the Scottish Premier League. Yes, it's not the biggest league.
But Rangers is not in the EPL.
Yeah, but it's in Champions. Well, it's in Champions League. Brighton is not in Champions League.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Goes later, are you tapping out?
Like, I don't think I know Bongani Zungu.
So, Petra is Zungu.
Yes, I know what is Zungu.
So, we sent Bongani Zungu a message. And then, unfortunately, he said, I'd love to do it. I'm flying off out to Europe tomorrow.
Nice.
This was last like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And then 4 days later, he's there. Diamond Walk sent in.
You lie.
Even now, he's still in South Africa. I don't know what's going on.
You're kidding.
And Rangers just played Madrid, Real Madrid. Madrid won, right?
No, Real Rangers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see, it's a big deal, that team. So, yeah, man. So, I don't know. Did he take us for a ride?
Of course. Right. That was TVG. Wouldn't carry Popeye.
Don't. Just say it then.
Fuck, you know, I hate celebrities that do that, bro.
Just say.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm not interested. There's nothing wrong, bro.
There's nothing wrong.
As long as you say it respectfully, you know, I'm not really interested. I don't do interviews. All good. It's fine. Then we understand.
Fuck him, man.
You know, so he was like,
what are you going to ask him anyway? How's he playing for Rangers?
He's a big deal. He's not getting playing time in Rangers. He's going out with the under-19s at clubs and breaking COVID protocols. But he's still a big deal, bro.
Hands in the air. Who cares about Bongani Zungu here? You see, you're the only one.
You're the only one.
Nobody cares, bro.
Yeah, so Bongani, there you go, chillers. Bongani Zungu didn't want to come on. He didn't have the balls. Well, he doesn't get playing time to kick the balls, so it's understandable. He never sees any balls, only at training. But yeah, he said he's flying out to Europe. Gandhi is still around. He just
doesn't Chiefs want him?
Chiefs want him, and it's not worth it, though, guys. Bongani Zungu is good, but come on. Chiefs is that's just being lazy to... Dude, I miss the Chiefs of yesteryears, where we would go and unearth a... a Mbesuma out of nowhere, where a Mabedi out of nowhere, a Chiseve out of nowhere, and these guys become legends, and we got them for close to nothing. That is called scouting. What happened to those days? Why would one spend 50 million or 30 million rands on Bongani Zungu? Mm. It absolutely makes no sense. It's lazy. Or maybe, but then again, they're a business. They're probably trying to sell merch and T-shirts. And you know you're going to sell the Zungu shirt.
What position does he play?
He's a midfielder.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
How do you rate him from Katlego Dikhauchi, who used to play for Crystal Palace?
Kakhesu
Dikhauchi.
Dikhauchi. Dikhauchi. Yeah. I rate it's difficult. Zungu's good, man, but I just don't know what's happening. Maybe Stevie G's not seeing something at training.
But anyway, enough about soccer. Yeah, the vaccine is here. Pfizer vaccine. Are you taking it?
Yeah, we qualify, guys.
Yeah, Pfizer, sorry.
Pfizer, yes. Yeah. My age group is vaccinating on the 1st of August.
No, we can start registering.
No, August.
Yeah, but we can start registering. Yeah. I'm vaccinating. Yeah. Like I didn't want to vaccinate, but I feel like there's something strange happening with this COVID. Normally, this chair makes noise, bro. Have you been hearing it?
No, mine's fine.
Ah, okay.
It's the weight, I think.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, I need to wait a little longer. It'll stop. It's the weight. It's keeping me in suspense. Oh, but...
You know, my mom called me yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And she said she was crying with tears, and she couldn't stop repeating the part where you said, "The dome."
For real.
The dome.
The dome. Wow.
So she enjoyed the Monday episode.
Yeah.
Nah,
the
shut
dome.
Up.
And then we say, "Have you been?" Nope.
Like, you were crying over something
like
you've never
so gone. So sad about someone's death, and then you know him, like, no. Yeah, I know. So I feel like there's something weird happening with this vaccine. I mean, with the virus. Normally, a virus will mutate and get weaker in potency, right? And its deadliness. But we're being told this strain is deadlier. It's new, fresh, better. You know what I mean? Went to the gym. It's here. It's taking everyone, even the kids. As we go on, when the virus should be getting weaker. So in my head and my conspiracy theory head, I feel like we'll get to a point where anyone who gets it dies because they're trying to get all of us vaccinated. Why? I don't know.
That's dangerous, Chief. You can't be saying that. Ooh. You know everyone's watching. You can't be saying that.
Yeah, it's a big platform.
Do you have facts?
This new Delta, whatever, and the new one
that's coming, Lambda, which is
Lambda. They're saying it's worse.
It gets worse.
These are the facts. It's in the news. Mm. They're saying it's worse. So if the virus is getting worse as it mutates, I have no choice.
You have no choice but to summer
vaccine.
Yeah.
It's no longer your muti. Summer vaccine. I'm getting vaccinated. Man. I'm getting vaccinated. That's it. I've made up my mind. Initially, I was like, nah, but hey, bro, I'm a father. I want to live. It's nice to be alive.
Yeah.
I'm not a pillar, you know?
Mm. Yeah, you should. So. I've got a friend. He's a graphic designer. He says since lockdown, he's been doing like memorial posters.
Oh.
And most of the people that go are like people of your, or what? I don't want to say, you know, but. So he said, if you have friends that are. Please warn them.
They are hefty. No, but we've always known that they did say, and I'm getting weight. I don't understand, man. I'm eating healthy, but I'm getting weight.
You're eating healthy?
I'm eating very healthy, and I'm drinking lots of water.
Okay, what do you have on a normal day?
Yeah, like, what's healthy?
Okay, today I had a stressful day, man. I had a day from hell. Today was a horrible day. Mm. I had fried chicken, man. Why did you ask me this? Why did you ask me this when we recorded on yesterday? Yesterday I had spinach for breakfast. I had angel fish spinach, right? And then I had crackers. Then you're gonna ask me today? Why did you ask me? I had such a healthy meal. Breakfast is dinner.
And how did you prepare this? The spinach and the angel fish.
The spinach I bought from a grocery store.
Already prepared.
Already prepared.
Bad. No.
And the fish also. I mean, it's breakfast. I'm going to make spinach in.
So
the
you had fried fish.
Yeah, but it's not like with it's angel fish. It doesn't have like the layer of hake when they fry it with the eggs and the flour. It doesn't have that. It's just fish. It's like almost fish. Obviously though, because they're trying to make a profit,
fried.
It's probably dipped in some cheap oil.
Exactly,
not olive oil, but yeah, I don't understand.
And then the day before, okay, let's help you. With the day before, what did you have?
I didn't have breakfast the day before. I was still full. I only eat when I'm hungry. They bought Loiso yesterday, McDonald's yesterday, and I said no, I've eaten. You see, I only eat when I'm hungry. I don't understand why I'm gaining weight. But your friend is right. It is attacking like the elderly, those with weak immune systems, and the obese, because generally if you're obese, a lot of times there's an underlying condition, and that has obviously weakened your immune system. So he's right, though. But I'm here. I made it. I think I've had it twice. I don't like testing, but I think I'm here. Huh. I'm going nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't test?
I did.
Oh, okay. How? You're confusing.
No.
Because I know you tested.
I've got the courage to go.
Okay.
You know? I've got the testes to test.
All right, man. We are here podcasting.
You're forgetting the...
What?
The game. We've got questions, guys.
Oh, Q&A.
Q&A.
We're already at an hour. You want to do the Q&A?
Let's play do game, it. Let's man. Play a game.
Should Monday's we do the Q&A? Was like 45 minutes, they say. They were complaining.
It's just the Q&A.
Oh, they were complaining?
Yeah, so let's go.
All right, let's go.
Let's go for the
marathon. Can I get a refill, man? Can I get a refill?
A refill? Can we get a Casper here? Refill you?
It's about to get lit.
Lewis. Litter than Lewis. Lewis lit.
Yeah, I've got a grandeur bottle here. It's fine. This one is prop.
Yeah, so must I start?
Yeah. What questions you got? Hit us up.
Questions,
yeah, hit us. Hit us.
Well, what's chillers, the game? Right? Is it a question? FAQ.
Yeah. So we asked our chillers to send us questions.
Yeah.
So we asked us some questions.
Yeah. Oh no.
Because I haven't done that in a while, bro.
Yeah. No, the chillers, man. We're here for the chiller. We love.
Send us the Q&A. What you got for us, Ghost Lady?
Okay. There's a question here for Saul. All right, and you are meticulous at retaining information. Ever considered using that skill for other career opportunities?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there's money to be made, I would definitely. Like careers, like what though is the question? But like, definitely, man.
Whichever that interests you.
God-given talents and gifts should be used to make money and set your family up. So definitely, I'd do that.
MacGyver.
Yeah, bo.
Chili M or Fat Joe?
Woo! One must go.
Mm.
Damn it.
Mm.
To me, it's like that nasty versus Foka thing.
Ah, but Foka wins. That one is.
Foka wins, exactly. Foka wins. There's a Foka here. There's a nasty C here.
Mm.
I go Fat Joe, man.
Must go, yeah?
Fat Joe must go.
Fat Joe. No, Fat Joe.
Must stay.
Must stay.
Oh, come on.
Hi, bro.
Fat Joe.
Over chili.
Fat Joe. But Fat Joe kills it across all platforms. TV, radio. He's still killing it.
Yeah, that's because, you know what it's like, bro? It's like saying Ronaldinho, Messi versus Ronaldinho. Simply because, and you say you choose Messi because he's been obedient and he's got the discipline, etc., etc.
But chili came from the school of Fat Joe.
I wouldn't say that because Chili was there when they started YFM.
Yeah, but
right? And Fat Joe too. So they started together, bro.
Yeah, but Fat Joe was doing Drive.
Chili was supposed to do a bigger show. And then Randall came. Randall, who's judge on Idols, and he messed up everything.
Yeah, but when they started, Chili was on weekends. That's why he went to Metro.
Nah, I say Chili, bro.
I say Fat Joe. I think overall, Fat Joe.
I say Chili, bro. Wow. Chili's from Foslo.
So
Chili is like Chili, bro. Nah, Chili, man. Chili, yes, he's flawed. Yes, he had.
But so this is my question.
Yeah, actually, you know, go busy. I'm trying to find the right words to stop you.
I was rude.
But I'm
Stop kidding, man. Okay.
No, but you're right. but I say Chile.
Yeah.
So Fat Joe must go. No, Chile must go.
Sure. That hurts my heart to say that.
Yo.
It breaks my heart.
There's a question for me. Who do I like more? Either Saul or McG.
Woo. In what
Imagine.
Way?
Yeah, Imagine. What way? In what way?
No, no, it just says that. Who's your favorite between McG and Saul?
Who JR?
That's weird.
Don't even take it there.
Who'd you kiss?
No, nobody. Nobody, baby.
Not even Moosey? My money on Christmas? Kiss Moosey? Oh, fucking random.
Guys, I'm not driven by emotions.
DA is not your kind.
You're like in my family zone. You are family zone. Like, hectic. That is why.
I can't record. Can we stop recording, guys?
How many times?
I'm traumatized from the LES interview. I'm having an LES episode.
No.
I'm traumatized, guys. My son's going to grow up watching this shit.
And there's a question. There's a nice question. We're getting there.
Ay, ay, ay.
That is why I never said anything to you guys ever since. And you've tried asking me stories. Oh, who have you? Oh, like, nobody.
Hey, Mara, you slept today.
Huh?
With JR, the JR story, you slept.
You know what? After I saw the interview, I was like, now I'll tell you. At least it's over.
Okay, answer the question.
But we can call him. Let me call him.
No.
Let me call JR.
JR.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me call him.
Make the seco pigo. Make the seco pigo.
JR. What's his surname?
I don't know. I forgot. Make the soko bigo. Bigo.
Mukhope, ne?
Mukhope, yes. Mukhope. Or Mukhope.
I don't have his number, yeah?
So, guys, I love you equally.
Okay, that's a diplomatic answer.
Not even. I'm not moved by emotions.
The word. Yeah, it's the word.
Yeah, but we need WhatsApp.
I love everybody.
Yeah, but that's a weird question, person. Man. It's like you can't. It's like if I was asked that, it's gonna be weird to answer. It's like,
which kid do you love more?
Your
you
family,
know?
Man. You everyone yeah. is family. Yeah, you know, so it's weird. Yeah,
it's like.
Why did you choose that question? I'm pretty sure there's many left. It's a weird question.
No, it was a question. It's a fair question. That person asked.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
Let us give them the answer. You know, and. Because I know probably the question will later go to who and who do you love? Who? And I think sometimes people get, they don't know the idea of just being genuine friends.
No, yeah, know? Exactly. Nothing.
It's not like there's nothing sneaky happening. Go beyond, just, never. Yo, guys.
I mean, JR, I'm calling JR.
Who almost said your husband's name. I mean, he's our boy. You know, we all good.
Yeah.
What's the next question while JR is picking up?
So what did you study in UJ? Did you go to UJ?
Yo, JR!
Hey, my brother.
What's happening, my brother?
Wow, really?
I'm good, my brother. I'm good. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tata JR, Dumela.
Hey, we got a scoop. The biggest scoop of the year.
Yep. Biggest scoop. Bigger than...
Makatini. Ogly, you can confirm this, JR.
Yeah.
Is it true that you kissed a ghost lady in high school?
Mesh will edit this out. Is it true that you kissed... In high school, edit the name out, yeah?
You know, I wasn't quite popular in high school, guys. I'll be very honest with you.
There's
know?
A girl named she's light, pretty.
Say something there. Say something there.
Say something.
I'm the ghost.
Oh, you were at whose house? You were at whose house? You were at a house party. She was dating Mr. Party.
Yes.
But she kissed you. Yes. On that eventful evening.
Yes. Do you remember, my nigga?
My brother, I don't remember. I mean, I was in high school, what, 16 years ago or something, 15 years?
Ghost lady, who was your teacher? He will remember. Name your teacher. Who was your teacher? Mr. Watson. Who was the teacher?
Who was the teacher, ghost lady? We're trying to get to the bottom of this, JR.
Yeah.
Bear with us.
JR.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Loud and clear.
I was telling the guys, like, this is old. This was literally in high school. Like, it's yeah.
You were at whose house?
No, forget.
So you're not going to mention his friend in high school?
Does that voice sound familiar, JR?
No, it doesn't. And the funny thing is someone asked me the ghost lady said she went to school with you or something like that. And I was like, hearing a voice and seeing a face are two different things. So I'd probably have to see the face to know. But I mean,
Let me send you a picture of her. I'm going to send you a WhatsApp now with her picture.
No, don't.
Oh, brilliant.
Then he's going to put it up there.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. No. JR is very responsible.
No. Yeah.
Do you have a picture of JR? Let me take a picture.
You're at one of your high school homies' house and you kissed his girlfriend.
You couldn't have done that every weekend, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to see. I mean, you guys are also instigators, so
exactly. Don't believe them. You
know, you think out of proportion. But I think a face would be clearer than a voice.
Okay, let me send you a picture. Give me a second. I'll be with you. There you go.
Yeah.
Aha! Aha! Kesso! Yes.
You know her, yeah?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm sending the picture. Taking a screenshot. Okay. Sending another one, JR. Coming your way in a few seconds. And there she is. Do you or do you not know her?
Ghost lady, I'm sorry, man. You know,
Ghost lady, are you making this up?
He says he doesn't know her.
Yeah. It was all a dream.
I know we tried, JR. Thank you so much,
sure,
bro.
JR. No,
I'm sorry, Ghost Lady. You might have to call a friend.
Thank you for actually not remembering, because it's not worth remembering, honestly.
Oh, he just sent a WhatsApp, says, I remember her. She was a good kisser.
Oh, you're lying.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. You're lying.
Behind closed doors. Flip.
You are lying. JR.
Sneaky.
Oh, fuck. Any more questions?
Sneaky nigga, this guy.
Any more questions, Ghost Lady?
More questions.
Yeah,
please.
Chillest questions.
All right, let's do two more.
Questions.
You asked what I studied.
Yes, what did you study?
I studied up BCom finance and then, engineering, civil engineering, and then I dropped out because I was busy with UJ Radio, and then I did BCom marketing.
What were you doing at UJ Radio? What were you doing at UJ Radio?
UJ Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I was watching porn during graveyard. They blocked the internet. The newsreaders needed to use their fucking phones for a week and textbooks and newspapers for a week because there was no internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was doing radio, man. I was doing shows.
You had a show, bro.
Yeah, I had a show. My first show was with a guy called Jacob Smear, who's now at Prime Media.
Yeah. Right?
First show ever. I know that guy the fuck out. Didn't give him time to speak. Did everything on my own. Yeah, my first ever show at UJFM. I was doing radio at UJFM.
Yeah.
Stefan Botgieter.
Oh, Stefan!
He was the program manager at UJFM. He's the guy who fired me. He said I'm suspended indefinitely.
For?
Wow.
Huh?
For?
For watching porn during graveyard.
So why do you have that other third handle? What, you can just watch it?
It was
like
before Twitter.
No, it was before Twitter. This was way before Twitter.
No, I'm just saying now. I'm saying now. Since you've got another Twitter account to do the...
This was way back. This
no,
was like
I know. 2007. I know. I'm saying now. Now.
Eh?
Why don't you just be open? With your same accounts, you can also just entertain the filth.
No, come on. I mean...
No, okay.
Do you want us to call JR again?
I'm a father. I
know.
Daughter's going to follow me one day.
Okay, actually, the question about the kids. So it says, at what age would you guys let your kids watch the podcast? Basically, I think our kids are around the same age
right
now.
As soon as she can watch YouTube. honestly speaking. I mean, we don't talk about anything here that is like super.
As soon as they can watch YouTube, my son is
okay,
already
my,
watching
my
YouTube.
My daughter does like TikTok. Yeah. And watch, she actually does watch YouTube.
Yeah.
But okay, I'd say, to be practical, I'd say 14. Say 14. We don't do or say anything here that is like, that can influence, that will make a child turn out bad.
Ah, are you sure?
Nah, come on.
You? Mm-mm. Have you seen how many OnlyFans accounts there are?
Okay, now? Okay, yeah. Maybe not the, no, not Colin, the Colin Farrell, obviously, episode, but we don't say it's bad stuff. Nah, it's guys. Just real stuff. It's
adultery. That's yeah. Why we have an 18 here.
Yes, it's 18.
Oh, yeah. Oh, flip. There's the 18. It's there, no? It's there, right?
It's ingapa, ingapa, manchi.
Igu, yeah, ingapa, ingapa.
Oh, it's top right.
Yeah, top right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, 18. Sure, sure, sure. Okay, yeah, actually. Man, I'd say high school, 14, 15, actually.
Yeah.
I want to be very open with my daughter, like very open, but grown up. Because I think she's smart. I think my daughter is very smart. She's still a kid, but she's very smart.
MacGyver, when would you allow
me? What Saul said, yeah.
As well, when they're older.
Yeah,
okay.
Man, like,
I think.
When he's Mesh's age, you know.
When he's Mesh's age.
14.
Like, is it take your child to work for you every day? And someone asked MacGyver, is David Mashabela single?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very single.
Very single.
Very and loaded.
And very
loaded.
Rich.
Yeah.
Just single and
kids,
rich.
Right? Yeah.
I think David's probably the richest guy I know, eh? Mm.
You know?
Oh, no, this is my uncle. Yeah. No, you can't fuck around with my uncle. Hey, that guy.
Mm. Yeah?
Yes.
Mm. But how do you know?
Hey.
Because David is still very humble. Like,
yeah.
I think, you know?
I think he's very humble.
Yeah, he's very humble.
Nick and Nick.
Dave could be driving like, you know, but he's very humble. Got all these cars because he loves them, not because he wants to show off. So also there's that, you know, yeah.
Hey, but David's got money.
David is worked. That guy's worked, man. Yeah. David Mashabe.
Next.
Alrighty. There is, okay, so to be honest, who do you think is funny between Skumba and Mashabela?
David.
No, not
no,
David.
Mashabela.
Papa
or Mashabela, right? Mashabela, Papa. Whoa, it's tricky, but I would say Skumba. I knew Skumba before he became Skumba, when he was still getting booked at Nandi Nice and Foslo. That guy is very, Skumba's hilarious, man.
Here's another one funny too. Who doesn't want to come? Why wouldn't Skumba want to come?
It's that whole thing, guys being brands.
Oh,
he's a brand now, man. Oh. That's it. Skumba's not scared. Skumba grew up with Makwara and Malanzana. He's not scared of heat or anything, but I think it's the whole brand thing. Mm. And but honestly, we've had big brands here who are big brands. It's just, be honest. We're just chilling, chatting with gents. Mm. There's nothing. We don't try bring out the worst.
That puzzles me. Hey, the Skumba one puzzles me.
Yeah, but Skumba does, because Skumba is banter.
Yeah.
So why would he be scared to come on to, you know, the podcast with the most banter in SA, in
it's like us
places.
Not wanting to go to Wild and Out.
Yes, it's like, yeah, exactly. It's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah. It's like me not wanting to go to a Wild and Out or any other show that is real.
Anyway.
All right.
Last one, Ghost Lady.
Kumba, over
okay, there's one for me here saying, okay, Ghost Lady, soothing voice, how often do you get mad and lash out?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Wow.
I've never seen you mad, eh?
Yeah, because I'm not driven by emotions, guys.
If real.
Today with JR was the closest I've seen you to Amper.
Amper mad.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad.
Nah.
No.
But annoyed.
It's like you're trying to draw like water out of sand. Like that's what it was just like, guys. Like you really, you know, in high school, how many girls did you kiss in high school?
Not a lot. I can remember them.
All of them.
Mm.
It's just Google. I kissed one, and it was like a dare. She was dead to kiss me. Sad, right? Yeah, Lord was sad.
Okay, I think Aya.
Aya, come on. Aya, stop.
How many
have you seen Aya?
You can talk. You can talk now.
Have you seen Aya? Aya, obviously, all the girls wanted to kiss you.
I had like 5 girls at some point.
Yeah.
Wait, here's the mic. Aya is a handsome guy.
Yeah.
I had like 5 girls at some point.
I was handsome.
I was a hit and I'm pretty, dog.
Aya's pretty, dog. Yeah. Him and I will form a rap group and we'll be pretty ugly.
I am being pretty.
Oh, that's a given.
When I met Aya, I thought I was pretty. No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Weak.
No, I wanted to say, I thought I was ugly, but he's pretty. No, I'm still.
Weak. That still doesn't land.
Yeah, it's not landing.
Prime media.
It killed our friend there, man. We're trying to save him. He's keep going back. It's his Prime Media moment.
You know, my old boss used to say jokes like that, and we had to laugh because he's paying us.
Oh, you have to.
Ravi Naidu.
Ravi.
I had to laugh. You'd say hi, we're like,
Ravi, that's funny. That's funny. You'd say, MacGyver, you're getting drive tomorrow. That's funny. That's a funny joke. Because you know your ass is stuck in graveyard forever. It has to be a joke.
Hey, Mesh, we're out of here. The batteries are flashing. We're out of time. We're out of space. We're out of here. Both guys in jail. This show must be banned. Actually, I want to end off with Pete Tempo. My boy, Pete Tempo.
Who's Pete Tempo? Who's Pete
the guy I did the song with for Mkuze.
Oh, dope.
Chalete.
Oh, dope.
He's got a new single that I want to play out with.
Oh, nice.
Let's do it.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, because of COVID.
Okay.
He went back to Limpopo. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to make him a star for the festive, you know?
Nah, let's go, bro. I hope the song's hot.
Yeah,
he did a remix of Ed Sheeran. What's that new Ed Sheeran song?
I don't know.
Let me go, Ed Sheeran. He did a remix.
Okay.
Okay, let me play it first, and then I'll find it. No, that's Justin Bieber.
I got the butter in Georgia. Yeah. Because Georgia Peach. No,
Hey, this guy, that's fucking Bad Habits. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits.
Oh, Bad Habits.
This guy's fucking brilliant. Yeah. Pete Tempo. I want to push him.
Okay.
I think we can make a hit for December. Because what's the biggest song now?
Right now, it's Casper's song.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, probably Casper's song.
Yeah.
Satan Down is big.
But anyway, here's Pete Tempo, Ed Sheeran remix of Bad Habits. Shabba Link like your name.
Yeah, that's something like I was back on radio now.
Shabba Link like your name, UJ. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
This is me doing a link at UJFM. This is me at 3 o'clock in the morning, UJFM. Yeah, you cut it out. We're done. The show's over. That's how the show ends. Happening. Thank you so much, Chillers, for the continued support. Always remember, make sure you subscribe and you like. And also, if you like, you can become a subscriber. And Yo, what is happening? Shout out for your continued support on Podcast and Chill. Make sure you subscribe and like. They subscribe and they like, right? Oh, that one. All right. Yo, what's happening? Shout out to... Nah, fuck, let's go again. Yo, what is happening? Shout out. Thank you guys so much for the support. And always remember to subscribe and like. And you can also become a member and subscribe to Patreon and, you know, throw the coins a bit. All right, peace. Love you though so much. Last one? Yeah. Yo, thank you guys so much for your fucking continued support. Please remember to subscribe, like, and do all those things. Become a member, a patron, if you want to bless us a bit and, you know, throw the coins that make them dance on the podcast. Peace. Love you so much. Every pure intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark.